Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesarino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of May 5th, 2020, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We're ready to go. Our News AF team is locked and loaded here. So let's bring in a man with a brand new profile picture. Here he is, star of Instagram's hit series, Nature with Tyson. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Boom. I'm fantastic. A couple items of business this week.
Yes,
firstly,
new business.
You can see that I shaved my face.
Yes.
It was an accident. I was going to keep the quarantine beard till quarantine was officially over. But it got so long that when I tried to trim my neck, I took too big a dig out of the one side of it.
Oh, boy.
And then it was all lopsided, and then there was nothing I could do. Mm-hmm. It was too much. Like, some people are like, you could have filled back in, but it was bad.
Too much.
And then I got this dope hat that you can see. The listeners at home that aren't watching can't. But it has something secret. Somebody in the comments said a secret drug pocket. That's incorrect. But that would be cool to you if you did drugs, legal drugs. What are at least some legal drugs that I could think of? Benadryl?
Excedrin.
Yeah.
Excedrin. So anyways, check this out, Rob and Danny.
Hold on.
Turnt. Oh, that's smart. That's smart.
That's like an 80s hat. Isn't that like an 80s design there?
With I feel like that this is a hat that you would wear on the rad cards, Tyson. Is two
on rad
Tyson.
Dudes cards?
Yeah.
Totally tits up Tyson.
Yeah.
Was that the name we gave you?
Tits your card? Up? That's the name I gave myself.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the name we gave you was Skeet Dog B.
No, it had something to do with dirt.
Dusty Dan.
Dusty.
Yeah.
Dusty Dan.
I just remember that when you listed your nicknames a few weeks ago, Danny, we forgot.
I left that. I didn't forget. Mm-hmm. It was intentional.
Yeah. Tyson, my kids are so hooked on Nature with Tyson that my older son, Dominic, said this morning, he's like, all right, Dad, we didn't watch Nature with Tyson yesterday, so now we can watch two episodes this morning.
So exciting.
They're in episodes now?
Yeah. And I tried to, and then we watched it. We watched with the praying mantis, and he's like, yeah, but Dad, that was only one episode.
I said, oh no,
I
got to go out and get more.
Well, I think he's spoiled by sort of like the Netflix that he expects, like, all right, it's a new day. New episodes should be loaded. I tried to explain that it's in real time. It's only the morning. You haven't had a chance yet to film today's Nature with Tyson.
That's right. Can I ask you guys a question? Danny, he's also a creator. He would know. I have some old nature videos and photos from past that aren't in real life today.
It's like the Jordan documentary.
Can I post those now and just so people can enjoy them on my story and just be like, I saw them in this area. I took the picture myself.
I do that all the time.
Okay. Then I will. Then I'll have some Nature with Tyson stuff out.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
A man who has many, many nicknames. The person who's the authority on old content, whether or not you can use it, Danny Bryson.
Cheers, Danny.
I just typed some weird stuff into my search bar.
Oh, boy.
Something about balls?
No. More bizarre. It was monkey on mini bike kidnaps child is what I just typed into my search bar.
A Honda? Why? Was it a monkey on a monkey Honda? A Honda monkey bike? Because Honda monkey's a dope bike.
I have three stories for the bolt hole, and this was one, but I was unable to watch the video yesterday, so I was trying to get a video of it. Mm-hmm. And it's disturbing. Although the mom of the child doesn't seem very disturbed by the fact that the kid is being dragged away by a monkey that shows up on a motorcycle.
Mm. What country is this?
Indonesia.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to use it after I watched it, but I just typed that in.
Your kid dragged away by a monkey on a motorcycle in Indonesia is like watching your kid jump on the trampoline in the backyard here in the United States.
Both can be dangerous, but
both are definitely. Yeah, but they're both everyday occurrences.
I was telling someone, as long as the hospital bills don't exceed the cost of the trampoline is probably the best investment I've ever made in terms of sucking up my kid's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you buy yours after I bought mine?
No, I bought one 5 years ago. Yes. And man, no, it has paid dividends. It's
oh my gosh,
like,
dude.
Nonstop.
Even my now, I've definitely gotten my $200 worth out of it in just this month.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is when you jump on a trampoline as an adult, I feel like you can feel your insides
smashing
compressing together.
Yeah.
Right? That's not something I remember as a kid.
Yeah. No, you don't. There's a lot of things like that. I remember, so I went out and jumped for a while, and then for like 3 days afterwards, I was like, it feels like Mike Tyson punched me in both kidneys with a double punch at the same time.
What's interesting, you mentioned like two fists at the same time?
Two fists at the same time. Yeah, same time to hit both. But to hit both kidneys at exactly the same time with exactly the same force.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't just your kidneys that were bruised. It was like lower intestines.
Yeah, everything.
Everything inside there is bruised from smashing together.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because, like, you look at me and you're like, he is so young and handsome still. And it's true, but that's all superficial. My innards are like 110 years old.
Well, and you look so young now with all that facial hair gone.
I know,
like,
isn't it
you've
crazy?
Lost at least 5 years.
And look at this hat, too. It's like just like shaving years off of me.
Yeah, I do like the hat. The hat is great.
It's rad, huh?
I'm going to buy a hat just like it. And I claim that I bought it first.
Well, everybody's waiting for us to talk about the murder hornets. We are the world's foremost source on big news like murder hornets.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, Danny, today is Cinco de Mayo. Well, I always like to do a check-in with you on any sort of observed holiday. Any issue with Cinco de Mayo?
No, because it hasn't reached my neck of the woods yet.
Saying it hasn't come north enough?
No, I don't. It will not affect me. It's never affected me. And so, yeah, I have little to no opinion on it because I just don't see the effects of it. Okay, I can drive
so, like,
around.
You don't have like tacos or Mexican food on Cinco de Mayo, or hear about people drinking margaritas or have offer you margaritas, and you have to be like, I cannot, I'm Mormon.
Well, I don't see any of that. And remember, even before the quarantine, I was at home most of the time.
Yeah.
It's just it hasn't reached me, so I don't have an opinion yet. It's very similar to St. Patrick's Day, where it's just not yet celebrated heavily in my area, so I don't have that bad taste in my mouth from having to deal with a holiday. And my wife didn't make me buy anything or set anything up, and my kids haven't mentioned it once. So, there's no complaints here. Sorry to disappoint you.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if that's disappointing. That's kind of refreshing.
Is
actually.
It? Good.
Yeah.
Dude. Like a cool margarita.
Yeah. I just refreshed all over your face.
With just amount of...
Well, then let's talk about the murder hornets.
Please.
This has been...
I think we should.
Big headline, murder hornets. We have the host of Nature with Tyson here, outdoor enthusiast. Mediocre amateur Danny Bryson here to talk about this. As the layman here, how worried should I be about the murder hornets?
Zero.
Did you see the video of the murder hornet killing the mouse?
Yes.
That was pretty disturbing. But overall, I've read several places 50 people a year die by the murder hornets, by their bloody hands.
That's not nothing.
Really?
But 50 people a year, but these
allergic
hornets
reactions.
Live in the most populated places on Earth. So 50 people a year. I mean, if you knew one of those 50 people, that's tragic. But in terms of overall deaths, it's not a lot.
And if you were one of those 50 people, murder hornet is not the way you want to go out either.
No, you don't want that on your tombstone. The thing you should
Are you kidding
about,
me?
What, died by murder hornets?
That would be fucking rad, dude. If I'm
going
to go, listen to me. You guys, Rob and Danny, before Danny and myself's naked corpses get ejaculated into space by SpaceX, if I'm on my deathbed, like let's say I'm like 95, and you know I'm going, it's like a day or two.
Bring in the murder hornets.
Get the murder hornets in my room.
To push
ASAP,
you over the edge.
To push me over the edge. Then... on my body, my naked corpse, if there's a way that you can like cover my body in super glue as the murder hornets climb on me, and then I get shot into space with murder hornets attached to my naked corpse, that'd be awesome.
Rob, there, I'm not saying there isn't reason to be worried about these hornets. And I read the story of one person whose job it was to eliminate nests in the Washington area or Vancouver area. Uh-huh. And he wore his regular bee suit, which will not stop the sting.
Right. You need like Kevlar. One of these hornets.
Then he wore some Kevlar on some of, I couldn't understand. It had to do with the building of the suit, you know, in his wrist area and ankle area. But then he wore sweats, shorts, and then he approached the hornet's nest at night. But they woke up due to the noise he was making in the brush. And they managed to sting him through all of that. And he said it was one of the most painful things he'd ever experienced. And at some point, if they sting you enough, it's equal to the venom you would get from, like, I want to say a spider bite, you know, a deadly spider bite or a deadly snake bite. I can't remember which. So if they swarm you, if you approach their nest and cause them trouble, you could die.
Okay.
Is there a way that we could just rewind life, like, 10 minutes, because I didn't know any of these facts about the murder hornet before, and now I'm starting to get concerned, except for I challenged the murder hornet to live in the hot Phoenix desert. Come on, murder hornet.
They tend to like tropical areas.
There we go. Everybody come to Phoenix. My property value just skyrocketed.
What they're trying to do is capture some hornets. Well, they're trying to use
and
a thermal
them with
imaging.
The killer bees.
And then we'll tell them that they leave and we'll release their friends.
No, this is what I. This is one thing
can't
I read.
Negotiate is they capture terrorists, Danny. This is
they
not
capture the hornets, and they put streamers on them because the hornets are so big it doesn't interrupt their flight, and then follow them back to the nest. They also use thermal imaging to look at the ground because I guess they make their nests in the ground very often to see superheated areas where the hornets are living. But the truth is they're here mostly on the West Coast. They haven't quite spread out, but what they do
I
is they go and
get them to Florida.
They go into beehives and they bite off the heads of all the bees in these beehives. Because they feast on some part of the bee. They bring back some part of the bee for their young. I mean, in one story, the beekeeper went out to his hives, no noise, no activity. All his bees are on the ground dead because these things came in and bit off the heads of all of his honeybees.
Okay.
So, I mean, these things are serious stuff. That's why they're in the news. They're all over the news, not just because their name.
So let me get this straight. By the end of 2020, we will no longer have regular bees. The only thing pollinating our plants is going to be hummingbird moths and hummingbirds and some bats, and even those can be victim to the murder hornets. So by 2021, we most probably won't have any flowering plants or anything that needs to be pollinated. And on top of that, most of us will be probably deceased from murder hornets.
Okay. I don't.
Except for the greater Phoenix area, which is a climate that these murder hornets, I challenge and dare you.
I bet they could live.
Yeah.
No.
Danny, is there any chance the murder hornets are susceptible to the coronavirus?
We could only wish. Because they're in Washington State.
Or do they feast on the coronavirus and then they could, that this is somehow the cure to the coronavirus? Is there any chance that these two things could knock each other out?
You know, if we could, one way to get rid of the murder hornet is to somehow find value in their bodies, you know, and then just people will go out and search for them on their own.
Oh, why can't
time.
You just say
murder
that?
Murder hornet
like,
challenge on TikTok.
Murder.
don't endorse that. You're gonna have more than 50 deaths a year.
Okay.
If you're endorsing
murder hornet stingers when
the gate for suturing wounds
put into a soup will create virility. Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, if you want to destroy a natural resource, just give it value. And then people will go out there in hordes, regardless of the painful stings.
Yeah.
And they will harvest.
Remember what happened to toilet
extinction.
Paper? Yeah. Remember what happened to toilet paper earlier this year? Murder hornets are the new toilet paper.
Right. Yeah. If you tell people that this will cure their ED, then they're going to be out there grinding up people into
people
hornet
in desperation,
serum.
Too ashamed to tell their doctors about their problem, will be out there grabbing handfuls of murder hornets.
How about this? Is there a silver lining here of people that are violating social distancing guidelines too early? Is the murder hornet the only thing that could keep people home at this point?
Oh, I see what you're saying. This is something being put out by the government. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying that the government. I'm saying I'm looking for a silver lining here of like, hey, people are like, hey, look, that's it. I've been sheltered in place for 7 weeks. I'm going out. Murder hornets. All right, I think I can do another 7 weeks.
If the murder hornets want to get into your house, they will.
I don't know, Tyson. They're pretty big. Their queens are up to 2 inches in length, body-wise. So I don't think they're like normal, you know, the little creature that can get into your house. I mean, if you have raccoon-type holes.
Yeah, but what
holes,
if they all, like, get a swarm and, like, start hitting your pane of glass?
Oh, my gosh. Dude, that's like Hitchcock's The Birds, but just substitute birds with murder hornets. You've got a great movie. Get Michael Bay in on this. Mm-hmm. And some explosions. I think you've got a great movie.
I saw a Black Mirror episode like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one with the dogs?
The robot bees. No, the one with the robot bees.
Oh, the robot bees. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they could be.
Yeah.
Whoever programmed
robots. Wait, let's just backtrack that a second, because I don't feel like we paid enough attention to Rob saying, I saw a Black Mirror episode like this, and Danny said the one with the dogs. No, Danny, hornets and dogs are not even in the same genus.
No, but we were talking about robotic...
The problem is that in our world right now, there's so many things that are like a Black Mirror episode that it's hard to identify which one we're talking about in any given episode.
Mm. There's this
and
thing...
And they all do kind of meld together.
They do. They're all some dystopia where we've had technology that's gone
something
awry.
Something with your smartphone. Yeah, it's something with your smartphone most times.
Yeah, and now, like in hindsight, they all seem so quaint.
Yeah. We wish that every day was an episode of Black Mirror.
Look, guys, all seriousness, I hope they keep these... I was wondering about this. Who are these people, these brave frontline warriors, who are going out and challenging the murder hornet? Like, mm-hmm. Who are these random people? I mean, I'm sure they work for the Forest Service. I'm sure there's some are beekeepers. But, I mean, these people, what you don't understand, these handful of people who are going out right now, they're responsible for stopping the spread of what could be a terrible, terrible
thing.
This is
where I do, in all seriousness, I feel like that we need the robots involved with this. And maybe, Danny, this is where we have the crossover event where this is where people were like, hey, why are you inventing these murder robot dogs? So it's like, well, for a situation like this, like you could have that murder robot dog.
It's true.
Who's making this? What is it? Boston. What's the name of the
Boston Dynamics.
Yeah, Boston Dynamics. I mean, this robot dog could be in there digging up the murder hornet's nest, and then they're trying to sting it. Nothing's
and
happening.
Any flamethrowers or blows himself up?
Yeah. So I think the killer robot dog, I think, is our only way out of this mess with the murder hornets.
I agree. But the problem, and this is where Black Mirror comes back in, is when the dog's mission, original purpose, ends.
Once they get a taste of murder hornet.
No, this is what you got to do, guys. You encourage everybody to take their stimulus check and trade it in for a flamethrower.
One of Musk's flamethrowers?
Yeah, then everybody's issued a flamethrower, but with extra reach. So it's like... can reach up to like 40 yards.
Yeah.
As a child who played with fire and nearly set many things on fire, I'm going to warn against that, putting flamethrowers in the hands of people. The world will be on fire. I mean, the murder hornets will be gone, but most people's houses will too.
Yeah. All right. You guys mentioned Elon Musk. We have a lot of Elon Musk news today. Elon Musk is now a dad. And Elon
Musk, a big week for him.
Yeah, big week for Elon Musk. A lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Elon Musk has named his son there's some characters here, and I think there's some confusion about how to I think it's pronounced Ash, but or that A. The son's name is X. The letters AE connected A-12.
X AE.
I'm looking at it. Not sure.
-12?
Mm-hmm.
Z12?
Yeah.
You think Z12?
I'm not sure. I'm the X. Yeah.
Or Shay 12.
Yeah.
Zay 12 or Shay 12. It's one of those.
Here's the thing.
But why 12?
He could be trolling everyone.
Yeah.
Or he could be kind of changing the subject from when he tweeted, did some stone tweeting or whatever and destroyed $14 billion in his company.
He's probably on a cocktail of Adderall and Ambien, which is like a crazy mix probably.
But he did have this child with Grimes, which what little I know of her is that she's got some interesting taste in clothing and, you know, so this could go totally with her persona.
Mm-hmm. Frank Grimes?
No, Grimes, the musical artist Grimes.
Okay.
Not Frank.
Just
Grimes.
Making sure. I didn't know what Grimes we were talking about.
This is just, I mean, I'm a fan of Musk in most cases.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
You know, I kind of like a lot of the stuff that he's doing.
The innovator,
not
or
Musk.
The sense. Yeah.
The innovator.
Yeah.
But this is just, this is the kind of stuff we make fun of on News AF, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Just, so what are you saying? You're going to take some jabs at Musk?
What I'm saying is that I would prefer if he had named the kid Bacon Cheeseburger. Because mm-hmm. to me, that makes more sense than whatever this is. Mm-hmm. This is a life of confusion for the child. This is the child's not even going to be called this because his friends will come up with a nickname. Then that will be his name.
Yeah.
So this is pointless. This will not be its name. Is it a boy or a girl? Or
boy.
They're not saying.
It's a boy.
So they're going to call him like Tripod Jones.
Whoa.
Maybe.
If he's lucky.
I mean, you never
maybe
know.
Maybe when he's older.
When he's older. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But like, definitely are. They're leaving it up to nicknames. And that's maybe a smart thing and maybe could be damaging as well.
Part of me thinks this is not its real name. Part of me thinks this is Elon doing his trolling, you know,
doing his thing, okay.
Which he's prone to do.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to wait out for a little bit longer. I want to see the birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before I talk about this.
So this is the sixth baby for Elon Musk, but the first with Grimes.
Whoa.
He has six kids.
Yeah. Six kids. Yes. Oh my gosh, dude. I mean, I feel like he's a good,
he has some successful companies.
Yeah.
He's your standard kind of mad genius. What do they call him? Mad scientist, evil genius, whatever. He kind of fits the bill of the kind of people who create innovative projects and push things along. Because mm-hmm. You have to have a personality to do that. To say, no, I'm going to start an electric car company when all previous attempts have failed. So this kind of goes along with this whole personality. But gosh, I just the name thing. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
What are
Tesla
other
would have been
kids
better
names
name for the baby.
Yeah.
Tesla would have been a great name for
would
the
have
baby.
Been a great name. Mm-hmm. You might already have a kid named Tesla. What are
That's
his other
true.
Kids' names?
We don't know.
Do we know, Rob? Do you have it up?
I don't know.
Roadster. P90.
Murder Hornet.
Murder. That would have been a great, you know, topical name. Murder Hornet.
Okay.
Man. No, this is just... a weird name.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to hold out. I think this is all a prank. I don't think that's the kid's real name.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Let's move on.
All right. We'll move on to another Elon Musk story.
Oh, God damn it.
Elon
can't
Musk,
get away from this guy.
That he's now partnering with another famous eccentric, Tom Cruise. And they're going to be working together to film the first movie in space.
Mm. Also feels like a bit of online trolling.
And it's going to be on Quibi.
Yeah.
It sounds like an idea for Quibi where you dump extra money into something you don't need to create somebody nobody wants to create something nobody wants and then try to sell it to them for a markup.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, will Tom Hanks be able to harvest Tom Hanks.
Well, what is it? I mean,
Tom Cruise be able to stay alive long enough to be in a movie that's filmed in space, because we're still quite a ways away from that. They're not going to put Tom Cruise right now. I read an article yesterday about the two people training to fly the Dragon capsule And these are trained professionals, right?
They've the been dragon trained. Capsule. What alternate reality are we living in where now spacecrafts are called dragon capsules?
I believe that's what it's called. The space.
No, I don't doubt that. It's just crazy that it's like, if you would have told me 15 years ago that they're going to create a spaceship called the Dragon Capsule, I would have laughed and been like, those nerds.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like every single place you turn, it's just like, their names, they're fantastic, but 20 years ago, nobody would have gone for this.
These guys have been working with SpaceX for 5 years, mm-hmm. right? They came up with the design, which, by the way, is all touch, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's all the menus and everything is touch display.
So you're saying you have to have a really supple hand.
Well, I mean, that will allow someone like Tom Cruise to get into space a lot faster than the old ways that people used to do it.
Yeah.
It's not, Tom Cruise is not going to be getting into one of these capsules anytime soon to go into space. And by the way, that would be the most expensive video movie ever made. Billions of dollars, you know.
Yeah, Quibi is on it, right? Does Quibi have it more have taken, money?
Yeah, it would have taken Quibi's entire budget to film something in space.
They should have just spent the entire Quibi budget on this one Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, and I also want to PSA right here. If you haven't canceled your Quibi free subscription yet, maybe take a second to do so.
Yeah. Smart.
Should we just have a minute of silence
for Quibi?
Because you'll still get the 90 days of Quibi for free that you're not watching.
It's 14 days free on Quibi also.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now if you sign up, it's only 14 days free.
Yeah, I looked at it the other day.
I haven't watched a single show, but mine doesn't expire till like July.
Can we go back to the Dragon capsule for a second? Because I'm wondering, maybe like back in the day, like the 60s, 70s, like the heyday of NASA, this was government funded. You had serious people working on this stuff. But now that if you want to work on anything space related, aren't you sort of dependent on like the eccentric billionaires and trillionaires being your patrons here? So don't you need to come up with like a... Okay, Mr. Musk, we're calling this the Dragon Capsule. I'm in.
He came up with the name. No one else is naming Elon Musk's capsules.
Yeah,
that's true. So they come in and they're like, okay, we got to name it something that guides him in a direction that makes him call it the Dragon Capsule. So they come in and they're like, let's name it the Lizard Mobile. And he's like, I can do better than that. And you're like, what, Elon? What could you do? And he's like, Dragon Capsule.
What's amazing,
and everybody in the room stands up and claps. He's like, you're a genius. And then they all get raises.
What's crazy is that he gave the capsule a more reasonable name than his own child.
Yeah, Dragon Capsule, like, seriously, would be a cool name for a kid.
Yeah,
that would be a cool name.
Why did he name his kid Dragon?
Yeah,
instead he named his kid something we can't.
I've met a person named Dragon before.
Yes, how probably that? Turned out great.
Well, he was a rapper from a different country. Oh. And I was in a music video for them.
Oh,
awesome.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
So, look, Tom Cruise getting into space to film something, this is how it's going to happen, is that they're going to go to the technical edge of space, which I believe is 60 miles up, not real space, and they're going to film something during that short period of time when they arc through actual space right before they descend back down.
All right.
That's how the most likely way this happens.
You know, I'm in on the Dragon capsule compared to what we actually have going on at the International Space Station, because for some reason, I don't know why we're doing this. I guess we're out of things to try in space at this point. We might as well be filming Tom Cruise movies, because at the International Space Station, apparently Nickelodeon sent a package of slime to the International Space Station. This sounds like the setup for a horror movie, but it's true.
Or The Simpsons.
And so they have sent slime to the International Space Station to let the astronauts do a range of experiment to see how slime behaves in microgravity.
Dude. Seriously, does anyone involved in this project have kids? Do they not understand that slime gets everywhere into everything
with gravity?
Yeah, I can't even imagine in space how crazy this is going to be. This is going to be the Simpsons when Homer releases the ants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the chips. He opens the chips first.
I mean, come on, dude. This is reckless. Totally reckless.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on here.
And also worthless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're going to come back and be like, hey, guys, I know we've had a crazy 2020, but slime in space, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Becomes rigid and sharp as a knife. I mean,
yeah. What's the upside here?
It actually has a chemical reaction to the different atmosphere.
Look, this is a publicity thing where they're trying to grab the attention of children, you know, by playing with slime. And I know my daughter watches slime videos all the time.
Dude, we bring home slime.
Yeah, we have so much slime. It's so reckless.
My house is more slime than house.
Soon your house will be only slime.
Yeah.
Crazy. Taxpayer money being spent on slime research in space.
Well, no, Nickelodeon probably funded it. They were like,
yeah, but we flew it.
We're going to give, the government's like, we're going to allocate like $300, $400 to this space project. Is that enough? And Nickelodeon's like, we'll give you the other $85 trillion if you take slime with you. And they're like, okay, done.
You know, slime has, I mean, NASA has really loosened their standards.
Mm-hmm.
They have to.
Allowing slime.
They have to yeah. to get funding now.
Well, they can't compete with the Dragon capsule.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, they're working with
the International Space Station. What kind of name is that? We got Dragon capsules just going
docking
off, dude.
Super hard at the ISS.
Yeah.
I agree. If you want to capture the attention of the children, you got to rename things like Dragon capsule.
Yeah, so let's, Danny, can you rename the International Space Station?
Not off the top of my head. I'm sure you can. It seems like you're better with names, Tyson. What do you got?
I just thought you were going to come up with something, so I didn't really think of one.
But. You know what? I'm not great with names. Maybe we should, one of us can call Elon and get a name.
Something about the lair, maybe the dragon's lair.
See, already you're building a great structure of names. The dragon
then
lair.
The dragon capsule docks into the dragon lair, and other dragon capsules can also dock into the dragon's lair to have a dragon's orgy.
No.
A mating ball.
A mating ball. Thank you. Yes. From now on, let's refer to it only as the mating ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And okay. Murder Hornet 7, which will be Elon Musk's.
Dude, let's hope no Murder Hornets capsule. Get into space.
Oh my God. Or should we blast them all to space?
No. What if they learn to live in the vacuum of space and they become... They'll rule the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. I bet they'd fly too close to the sun.
Their wings will burn.
Yeah.
What if we attach a beehive to a drone and they follow the beehive into space?
That's a good idea.
I don't want the murder hornets anywhere near my floating corpse.
Mm-hmm. So are murder hornets always aggressive? Like if you come across one, is it going to sting you, or if you leave, are they more scared of us than we are of them?
You know, it's one of those things where they write the article in such a way, at least the two or three I read, that strikes fear in your heart. Yeah. As far as I can tell, they will stalk you. If they see a human, they'll stalk them to their house and kill them as they take a shower. Mm-hmm. That's how
all the way dead
are written. Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck.
Not good.
I mean, dude. For reals? Well, Old Testament God is just like coming back after 100 years to just like rain plagues upon us. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about the murder hornets. If you think that's bad, bank customers in Louisiana are dealing with an aggressive chicken.
Oh.
Terrorizing patrons at local ATMs.
Is it a security chicken, like a professionally trained chicken, or is this
awesome.
A wild chicken on the loose that's just harassing, or is it a robber chicken that is trying to get cash from people?
Okay. This is a aggressive chicken described, if anybody has seen it, reddish tan, 18 inches and 6 to 8 pounds.
That sounds like a murder hornet.
No. This is an aggressive chicken, and it is ignoring social distancing rules.
Hold up, dude. Get that chicken to the murder hornets. I bet that thing would eat all of the murder hornets.
No, I got my money on the murder hornets.
No way.
I do,
dude.
Too.
No
oh,
way.
I do, too.
No.
Yeah.
Chickens eat scorpions and other stuff, dude. I bet they'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, a swarm of hornets. That chicken can't defend from every direction. These attacks coming in at hornet speeds. Sorry, Tyson. Chicken's dead in 5 minutes.
But what if you got 100 chickens?
Well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about one aggressive chicken. Look, the way to get rid of this chicken is show them some videos of like a Tyson chicken processing plant.
Tyson.
Tyson chicken, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I guarantee you the chicken.
Yeah, but for the record, I'm in no way associated with Tyson chicken.
Well, yeah, you'd have a lot more money if you were.
Yeah.
But yeah, this chicken just doesn't know where it is in the pecking order.
I mean, come on. The food chain, you need to show.
Yeah, show some respect to the people that have eaten just today millions of your brethren.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying that you're going to go eat some chicken tenders and then go breathe chicken tender breath in that chicken's face to show them what's up.
Apparently,
I don't know if that would work.
Anybody that gets near the bank is going to be in the vicinity of this aggressive chicken who is harassing people both at the walk-up ATM and at the drive-through ATM.
Hmm. Wow, there's right no the escaping.
Cars. Right, right.
Is this being framed as one of those stupid stories about how the earth is recovering from the scourge of humanity and nature is restoring the balance? Is that what this story is this like, just like?
Yeah. So they're like in the same article where they're like, for the first time ever since history,
wild
remember,
chicken.
Venice's wild waters are blue yeah. and wild chickens are free to roam and roost where'er they want.
Okay.
I just don't know because I could see it being framed that way. For the first time, wild chickens.
I think there is a verse
spotted
in Revelation somewhere near the back that does talk
and
about
chickens.
And thine chickens
shall terrorize where the money exchangers breed.
Well, if you are at the ATM and you are able to get your money out without the aggressive chicken coming for you, that... This is what to not do with your money that one person attempted to clean their money, launder their money in some way of the coronavirus by putting their cash in the microwave. Tyson, do not do this.
I bet it started on fire.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's metal.
There's strips in it.
Yeah, strips of metal.
I mean, the alternative is to go lay it in the sun, which then will kill the virus, or just don't touch it for like a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever microwaved a hot dog and seen sparks?
No.
I've never microwaved a hot dog, I don't think.
What kind of life have you lived?
Wait, do they split all the way down after you microwave them? Yeah,
there is weird. Yeah,
there is something. It's either a hot dog or sausages that you microwave and they spark.
Yeah, because you have to have filler in there, and sometimes in the sawdust, there's little bits of metal.
Oh, so I'm that much stronger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eating metal.
Is that true? Sawdust. Is that accurate?
What?
There's something in there making that spark. I don't know what it is.
I just made that up.
Could just be a grease fire.
I can't be the only person watching it spark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there has to be other
people.
Was
this a dream?
I hope so. It could be a dream, but I don't think so. I think it's reality. It's as real as the murder hornets. Almost as terrifying, you know, if you see a hot dog sparking as you warm it in the microwave and then you eat it without pause. I mean, that says something about your willingness to take risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Man.
But I would never microwave money, going back to this story. I'd rather microwave hot dogs than money. But I have been
list
wondering
all the things you'd rather microwave than money.
Murder hornets.
So I have been wondering about the power of the microwave in terms of cleaning. Uh-huh. Recently, you know, because I have read stupid, like, you know, those dumb articles about life hacks. And you're like, oh, that's so stupid. They say to microwave your toothbrush, you know, for like 8 seconds or something.
Yeah, is sure. it plastic?
Well, this is microwave safe for a second.
What is the reality of the cleansing power of the microwave?
It kills like everything, dude. It neutralizes all nutrients in your food, everything. I think it kills everything.
So going back to this guy, other than the strips of money, he had a pretty good idea. Right? Yeah. He probably didn't know that there was metal in there that was going to cause it to fire.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty decent idea.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it will kill all germs.
Yeah. I think I'd start with $1 in the microwave before I put like a whole like
40K,
you know, stacks of cash in the microwave.
I'm surprised we haven't, you know, heard of someone who's come back from a casino and done this something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, they have. But we didn't.
Yeah, it's just, this is weird. This is the first time we're seeing this because there's a lot of places like strip clubs and other places where
I wouldn't want to touch the money. How does this story even make the news? So this guy microwaves his money and then he calls the local news affiliate and he says, hey, I just put.
No, the bank.
Fire department.
He went to the bank to try to then trade in his burnt money for, or deposit his burnt money.
And they said, no, thank you.
Yeah, so he went to the bank. A guy who worked at the bank said, "I work at a bank," and this guy came through to the drive up and asked if he could exchange some money because he put his money in the microwave to kill the corona. And
did
then
they
he has,
take
like,
it?
All of the charred money. So I'm not. Did they take? Did they say like, "Oh, that's worthless now. Just give it to us," or did they give him new money?
I've torn bills in half and then been like, "Oh, hey, you know, can I?" They'll take it, I think. Maybe if the bank.
They'll take it if there's a certain percentage of it still intact.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's true.
And I don't know what percentage it is. I always was under the impression that if there's three of the four corners still intact on a bill, they will take it.
Sounds like an old wives' tale. Three of the four corners and half the serial number.
It's in the Bible.
And the signature of the treasurer.
The treasurer.
By the way, let's just all take a moment to appreciate the fact that we haven't gone to too many coins as currency here in the U.S.
Dude, I love the big coins, like the $90 coin from Switzerland, where you're like, this is $90.
Well, yeah, but it's just, first of all, I don't use cash. I mean, who uses cash? Yeah. But if I have to get change, yeah, I want the change in light, foldable, thin dollar bills. And I know that we destroy
to microwave the coins.
It's harder to microwave the coins. The coins just weigh down your pocket. They signal, like, if you're a stalker or a peeping Tom.
I know, but there's like something about holding a big old heavy coin in your hand. Remember the 5-franc coins from Switzerland?
Yeah.
My dad, one time, he came to visit me, and I was like, "Hey, Dad, I'm out of cash, so if you could, like, hook me up." And he's like, "You have a change drawer there." And I was like, "Yeah, it's a change bowl. There's change in it." He counted it up. It was like $600. It's all, like, giant denominations of coins, and you're just like, wow, that was
But you
so
don't
refreshing.
Know. So you show up to pay for something. You're like, "Look, I've got a ton of coins. If you count them, you can take whatever you want."
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to count these.
Okay. Tyson... Mm-hmm. Have your girls become familiar yet with the new quarantine song that's sweeping the world?
Baby Shark?
No. A little girl was recorded by her mom it's called "I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole." Would you guys like to hear it as and could this potentially be a replacement for
Bieber?
The Bolt Hole theme song? Okay.
Yeah, I would like to hear it, and I would like to also then maybe record it myself and say Bolt Hole instead of Butthole.
Okay. All right. This is the daughter of actress and musician Lisa Riefel.
That says a lot.
Here,
Danny, go on.
It's R-E-I-F-F-E-L, Danny. Okay. Here's a little bit of the "I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole" song. Okay. Let's see if it...
"I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know what's inside your butthole. I always want to know what's inside your butthole."
There you go.
I won't be playing this for my kids because I don't want them to start actually really questioning what's inside a butthole. I'd rather just leave it alone. I don't think that's a conversation we have to have. They know poop comes out of there. That's probably good enough for now.
Well, a lot of people on Twitter have started to work on different remixes of the song. I'm sure it's huge on TikTok. Here's one version. This is from a Twitter user
Chance
named
the Rapper.
Zachary Carlson. Here's a remix. What do you think, Danny?
I'm cynical.
Cynical?
Whenever, with the minute you said that the mom was an actor and musician, and now I've read that the parents are both in a band.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No. I feel like it was probably a mixture of what they're saying, and like I could see a parent singing this song or some version of it, mm-hmm. or the parents working with the kid to do this.
Yeah.
But just whenever you see in the headline that the parents are an actor or musician and they've got a little kid in front of a camera, I kind of start to be like, huh, this is...
Your bad parent alarm goes off.
No. They're not bad parents. I mean, songs
You're
like this go on in my
parents?
House. No, I'm saying that they're... trying to give their kid a career that they obviously never enjoyed.
Okay.
They're starting young. They're doing the Bieber trajectory or the Swift trajectory.
Daquan Wizard says that Danny is right.
Yeah. I also, it reeks
of... You think
of,
Broga?
No, it's not Broga. Broga is something different, Rob.
Yeah.
This is a well-worn path to stardom. All right. This is like a proven way to get your kid up there into the stratus of
To live a life of unhappiness.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to destroy your child, this is exactly the steps you want to take. But for a brief moment, their star will shine very brightly and money will pour in.
Before it fizzles completely.
Okay.
Well, it folds in on itself like a dying star.
All right. So that, with that in mind, let's go to the traditional Bolt Hall Fair. Danny, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
What's inside your bolt hole? I really want to know. What's inside your bolt hole? I really want to know. Is it aliens? Is it hot soup? Is it something else that we didn't even think of?
What's See, it works better as a bolt hole story song.
Yeah.
It does work as a good bolt
hole. That was great,
Tyson. What is inside the bolt hole? Because some usually, you know, aliens or astronauts are two of the common things that would be in
you're not ambushing me with the real song. Just play the song.
I just sang the real song.
No, you did not. This is the alternate version.
That's the only song we know.
No, you're going to step on me hard with the real song, Rob. Just go. Play it. Just play it.
Danny's too smart for us.
10 years to get my bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna
feel you belong. Yeah.
That's so good. That's too good to replace.
That's so good, right?
What's inside the bolt hole?
I have three stories.
Three?
Okay.
And I thought for sure this one would show up. And maybe it did. It was like probably a late entry. It was breaking news yesterday.
Let's hit it.
Nicolas Cage is set to play Joe Exotic. Right?
Yeah.
And
it's perfect.
Honestly, I've seen a lot of people online trying to get that role. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed a lot of celebrities hinting that they could play Joe Exotic.
That was why Tyson shaved his beard, right?
And wore a onesie. I'm really excited to see Nicolas Cage play this role because he's going to have to do that thing where he eats a salad a day for 6 months and runs two marathons so that he can like slim way down, which is always like crazy to see.
Has Nick Cage put on a lot of weight?
No, but I mean, Tiger King is, he's really quite scrawny.
Yeah, he's got.
So they have a picture.
That, Johnny Fairplay physique.
Yeah. In this article, they have a picture of Nicolas Cage when he was peaking on Con Air. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the picture, you just know that he is the best actor. Like after all these other actors were hinting on Zoom and what other platforms that they could play this role, it really came down to just the fact that Nicolas Cage, this may have been the role he was born to play.
Yeah,
like
for
everything
sure
was leading up to this.
Because you're like, you look at Con Air and you're like, that character was so annoying the whole time and not real at all, he would be perfect for Tiger King. So they just shift that exact character to Tiger King and it goes from movie to awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's been in some really weird movies.
Yeah.
And so he'll just slide right into this and feel this at home.
This is for sure.
Is Nick Cage too old to play the Tiger King?
How old's Nick Cage?
56.
He's 56.
No.
And the answer is no, by
Tiger King is probably around that same age.
How old is Joe Exotic?
By the way,
he's 50. Joe Exotic's older. He's 57.
He
seems so youthful.
Nicolas Cage is so talented. Some of the footage we're seeing from Tiger King is from years gone by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage is so talented, it wouldn't have mattered. He could play a young, upcoming Joe
and
Exotic.
And they could do that like de-aging, like Irishman type stuff also.
Yeah, don't you love that? You're like, something's wrong. The uncanny valley has been entered. Yeah, that's always disturbing, but would work in this video.
Talking about.
This is going to be great. And I thought for sure we were going to talk about it.
De-age somebody in a movie?
Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
No.
This is like, where they take like an old actor and they make them younger.
Oh, yeah. But you can tell that it's just a bunch of makeup and CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it gets better every year. Eventually, it'll be seamless. You won't know. You won't know you're looking at a 70-year-old Nicolas Cage with the face of a teenage Nicolas Cage.
Right.
That's when you've cinema will have peaked.
Yeah. When you're like, wow, how did they make him a teenager?
Okay. Well, they would have to do anything with the hair because it'll still be the same. But the face will all be the same. This is going to be great. This is the most exciting development. I had two other stories.
What is this project? Is it like some sort of like is it almost like the People versus O.J. Simpson type show? Is it some
docuseries or is it a movie?
They're calling it a scripted series based on the Tiger King star.
Yeah.
My guess is it's going to be, a couple. It's not going to be stick only to the truth.
Okay.
It's going to be an entertaining. It's going to be Nicolas Cage. I want to say I saw him quoted somewhere as saying this is going to break the internet, or someone was that was said somewhere by someone. And I'm kind of agreeing. Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic could be the thing that finally breaks the internet.
Maybe he'll be able to buy his house back.
Yes, several of his houses. Remember, he didn't just have one, Tyson.
That's true.
Several houses.
Okay. All right. So you had three things, Danny.
Oh, that was the best one. The other one was a local story about a five-year-old who took his parents' SUV and was driving it to California to buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Yes. Where did he get the money to buy a Lamborghini?
He only had $2 when they pulled him over.
How did the kid reach the pedals?
How old was he? Five?
Five. Yeah, this is the problem I had with this story.
And he had the presence of mind to pull over when the cops...
self-driving car?
The kid said he was five, and the parents said he was five, but he was a very tall 5-year-old. Like my
tall,
little girl,
like a 14-year-old. So you think this is Broga right here?
No, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, you have the kid saying he's five, which most kids at that age know their age. And then the parents saying five. I think he's five. I just think he was a big 5-year-old. But wow. Yeah, he was able to reach the pedals. He was driving an SUV on the highway at 30 miles an hour. He had already made it onto the highway, which is super impressive. Like he did a number of things that would just blow me away. Like I woke my kids up instantly. I'm like, what's wrong? You guys aren't
everybody
anything with
out
your
to
lives.
The car. Let's, everybody has to learn to drive right now. Rome, you're first. Cause you're almost five.
Yeah. Get in the driver's seat. Let's see you drive this car right now. Do it. Show me that it can be done. I need evidence that this
is
a true story.
We're driving to California to buy a Lambo.
I'm sorry. I failed you guys as a parent. Learn to drive today.
Yeah. And that was the thing. There had been an argument in the house over the Lambo.
Yeah.
The kid wanted one, and you know what? That kid was determined at five. Taking risk. This is a go-getter. This is
his dream car.
A future Elon.
No, this is a kid that in 30 years' time, he'll be in front of a conference and he'll be like, I wanted to help people. So what I did was I created this pyramid schemey business to help people own their own businesses. And that little boy, he got in his parents' SUV Escalade to drive himself at 5 years old to get a Lambo. And he got pulled over and he got stopped from getting his dream. But guess what? That boy is now me. And I own 40 Lamborghinis.
And he brings a Lambo out on stage.
You can too. And Lamborghinis are the most important thing in life. We at MLMs know that. Everybody sign up. Get your downlines going. You can have your own
business. I can see that, Tyson. You're right. That is. Yes. That's the ultimate success story. At 5 years old, I was driven. I knew what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I now go to bed with 5 Lamborghinis.
Yeah, I sleep with Lamborghinis.
I sleep in a Lamborghini.
Yeah, and all I had to do was step on everybody in this audience's throat to get to the top, and they didn't even recognize it.
Destroy all my relationships.
Yeah,
all my friends' enemies.
Down the drain. And in 20 years' time, the government will take it all away from me. But guess what? I had a Lambo for over a decade.
Boom! Applause. He walks off. Stage.
Everybody's looking at who has the platinum medallion button on their suit lapel.
On their black turtlenecks.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Do these parents either go to jail or get their kid taken away?
Yeah, that's the interesting part. The charges, the only charges, are against the parents.
Yeah.
And obviously, the courts will decide whether or not to press those charges. So I thought that was a little harsh. They're saying you need to keep your keys away from your kids. But then what am I? I'm putting my keys in a safe every night. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's not realistic. I want my keys to be as close to my car as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would really be beside myself if one of my kids took the car and went off and was driving to another state. Like, where are these parents?
They were asleep.
There is, well, this kid's an early riser. Another point for this kid being a real go-getter.
I'm telling you, we haven't heard the last of this kid.
I went to tell Rachel to teach Bergen how to drive before I'm done with this podcast, or I am not going to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
The other weird thing about this story is normally they just pixelate the face of the minor.
Yeah, it looks like they had like a waffle over the kid's face.
What the heck is that? It looks like the cop punched the kid's face so hard it caved in, and that's the graphic they used. It's a terrible, terrible thing. They just should have stuck with pixelation or blurred.
Yeah, trying to figure out what's disturbing. Going on there. All right, that's from the Utah.
Maybe that's how they really look.
Highway Patrol.
Yeah,
okay,
local.
They're on the lookout for UHP. 5-year-olds on the road. Okay, be careful.
Yeah, watch out for those.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
there you go. All right, Danny, anything else today?
No, but I was just very pleased with the wide range of stories we had.
Yeah,
that for the most part,
news is back. I got on the document to add some stories because I was like, we'll probably be shallow. I looked down. There was already an overwhelming amount of stories, and I was like, awesome.
Yeah. No, for 2 months, I had been saying before when we first came on the live stream today that it had been such a challenge to find anything that was non-coronavirus stories, and the crazy news is back this week.
Ah, good. It's a good time for News AF this week.
So,
any Bone Zone updates? What is the Bone Zone? I already forgot.
I don't even remember.
We talked about it last week.
I thought it was related to you. Any reviews? Or are you going to crash your computer opening?
No, I won't anymore. But iTunes on Windows. Oh, The Bone Zone is Danny's novel. I got.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I got two DMs,
guys, from screenwriters, writers who are willing to ghostwrite are either series or book, and they're willing to sit down and help us hash this out and create something for the world. And I kind of feel like News AF should write a book at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like so much work.
No, not with ghostwriters.
Well, a lot of work for them. Writing's not easy.
To revel and bask in the limelight when we tell them how critically acclaimed it is. We can say, hey, you guys did a good job, and we're getting the praise, but we also praise you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll think. Okay. I do have some time to think about stories. Maybe I'll work on this delightful, romantic, sexual novel.
Mm-hmm. So all we need is a brainstorm sesh from you, and we turn it over to the ghostwriters and let them fill in all the blanks.
And you said
sounds
like they're doing all the work. Every time. We just need to figure out the right setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Tyson's in his apartment. There's a knock at the door. You fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then will we just put this on Amazon?
Yeah.
For 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. Yes. This is awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Seems like we have to twist your arm, Danny.
Yeah. Why are we twisting your arm to make you money?
I'm not. What are you talking about? I am not a storyteller. I can tell like short, you know,
what's
like brief. I can't flesh out.
We really want to know.
Is it aliens? Is it astronauts? Come on, Danny. Just we need an outline of the story, how it goes, where it goes. And then let's turn it over to these ghostwriters who are going to then create magic with their talents. And then listen. We're all going to make a bunch of money off this book because there's going to be more books and movies, deals, and probably Lifetime movies, and it's going to be awesome.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll get to work on it, what little part I have to work on, and then it sounds like we give it to these two real talented people, and then they do all the work. Get very little praise. It doesn't sound like a great deal for them. I still can't understand their motivation.
They're getting a percentage of sales.
Okay, it better be an okay percentage, because it sounds like they're carrying all the weight.
Yeah, 5%.
All right, Tyson, I'll work on it, all right? I'll send you some snippets this week, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm throwing in the maybe there so that I can have a reason not to do it.
Okay.
But yeah, there you go.
Wow.
I still might.
Good. Something to look forward to.
Best news I have episode ever.
Nice. I love that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if we're not continuing to advance, then we're de-advancing.
Going to go out on top?
Oh, I've got a post it.
You say retire words. Right now from News AF?
Drop the mic and walk away.
Yeah. Or just end the episode.
Yeah. Okay. I think we should probably just end the episode. Come back next week.
Let's do it.
All right. Of course, follow at Danny Bryson. Check out everything that at Tyson Apostle is doing. Be sure to check out new episodes of Nature with Tyson. We are waiting over here, Tyson, that I sent Tyson a video the other day. I guess I must have told him that you were going to shove your camera in the rattlesnake's face. And they every day they want to see that. Yeah, Tyson. Yeah. Now I've got to set up we have to set up a hummingbird feeder at our house. Yeah.
That's fun. You guys probably have awesome hummingbirds out there.
No, we set it up yesterday, and then Dad, where is the hummingbird that we set it up yesterday?
It'll take a couple days, but they'll
I said, I don't know. I'll ask Tyson what we're doing wrong over here.
Did you put the feed in the hummingbird feeder?
Nicole did it. I'm not sure if she's, I mean, that between us, just talking here, she has been known to screw up a recipe or two.
The more sugary, the better.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
All right. Should we just like put like some, I've got some agave. Should we just put that on the, like, just to like get the word out?
You could put that in there, but I think if it's, is it red? Did you mix it with, or is it just water and sugar?
I don't know what she did. She had a mix.
Yeah, so if she had a mix, then she's fine. If it's red colored, that's going to drive them in more. But once you run out of the mix, you don't need the mix. You just mix water and sugar.
Okay. All right. We'll see. We'll see if that works. All right. It's all right, Tyson. Anything else?
CBS.
CBS. Okay. Yep. All right. What does that stand for?
I don't know. Central Broadcast Systems.
No, I thought that was a different acronym.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I thought you had like a new, like you're like, you say CBS, but then it stands for something else.
That'd be cool. I'll come up with something.
Come up with something. All right. Call Bryson soon.
Yeah.
Don't though, because I won't answer.
It's true. I tried to call him today.
Didn't work. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Whoop, whoop.